I'm Walt Lindelof with a look at what's going on in our community. I recently spoke with Mike Plourd. He's one of the candidates for Marquette City Commission, and we talked a little bit about his background and also some of the key issues that he hopes to address if reelected to the Marquette City Commission. Here's Mike Plourd.
Well, I'm 66 years old, which makes me a senior, of course. I am the only candidate on the ballot who has previous commission experience. I served 3 years and one term already. And I spent 31 years in the Department of Corrections, 26 of those years as a manager, and then 15 years doing sports for Great Lakes Radio and 6 years working with you.
That's right. And you are now running again for, you are one of a crowded field of candidates, yep, running for four positions in the primary for two open seats on the Marquette City Commission. Why are you back in?
Well, there's so many things to, so many decisions to make, so many things that are very, very important for the city of Marquette. And one of the things that I hear so often is that a lot of people believe the city is becoming, quote, another Traverse City. And nobody wants that. I definitely do not want that. The city commission has made a decision to sell the Cliffs Dow property. They started that process, and that process actually, consideration for that was 2 years ago. So a lot of things are happening, and it takes time to make these decisions. Another thing that's going to be very, very important to the city of Marquette is what to do with the property where the We Energy plant, the Presque Isle power plant sits right now, and then where the old Shira steam plant sits. Mm-hmm. What do we do with that? It's very, very important. Not only are those decisions important from the standpoint of what do we want or don't want on our lakeshore, but we also need revenue for the city.
Yeah. How would you address some of the revenue shortfalls that are now befallen to the city as the Presque Isle power plant is closing?
Well, it's a great question. And one of the things that I have on my mind right now is that it's time to take off the gloves with Lansing. Lansing revenue sharing in the state of Michigan has been the worst in the nation. And I've had many conversations with people. Sarah Kimbenzie is well aware of this. Most of the state reps and state senators in the UP are aware of this. That needs to change. Part of the problems that we have and part of the reason why our utility bills are higher is that we're not getting the money back from Lansing that we need to get. Now, we've been talking about it, and people wring their hands in Lansing. I've been to Michigan Municipal League meetings, and they go like, yeah, that's right. You know, we need to do something, and nothing gets done. It's time to take off the gloves.
What are you going to do? What would you do?
Something.
What would you do? What is that something you would try to do if elected back to the commission?
I would like to organize the city and get the city behind it, kind of like the city of Escanaba has done with the dark store issue, kind of take that lead and say, look, we're tired of you guys taking all the money and we have to pay for everything out of our pocket. I'd like to get the citizens of Marquette organized as well, as many people as possible, and put that message to Lansing. Now, if that means going down to Lansing to demonstrate, I'd be happy to lead that. Mm-hmm. If that means writing a letter to begin with or turning it over to our state reps and state senators, but backing them and letting them go to Lansing and saying, look, we've got people in Marquette and probably other cities in the UP that are saying, look, enough of this. We need to get some money back to the UP.
We're talking with Mike Plourd, who is running as a candidate for Marquette City Commission. The primary is on August 6th, going into, of course, to the November general election. You touched on these issues of making up for the revenue shortfall from taxes and addressing revenue sharing out of Lansing. Another issue that seems to be on the forefront for people in Marquette right now is development. The development can be a dirty word or a strong word, at least to a lot of people. What's your stance on development?
I am for development, but again, very, very controlled. And in the League of Women Voters forum that was held last month, I said specifically, I don't want anything between Lakeshore Boulevard and the waterfront. We need to develop Lakeshore Boulevard. We need to fix that. As you well know, and it's been discussed for many years. Mm-hmm. Once that's done, I want parks and I want beaches between the road and the waterfront. Now, to the west of the road, especially with the Cliffs Dow area, right now the Cliffs Dow area is doing nothing. So I am for developing that, but doing it in a way where people of the city of Marquette want it done. Mm-hmm. Essentially, and I think a lot of people have a lot of opinions.
Are you feeling that the commission let me ask it this way. Do you feel that the citizens in Marquette feel like their opinion is not being heard and is being disregarded by the city commission?
I think some people feel that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's the case. I think there are things on the lakeshore right now, especially in the downtown area, that people did not want. Mm-hmm. And I think there are a lot of people, of course, at the city commission meeting that said they don't want Cliffs Dow developed. I think there's a lot of concern about what's going to be put there.
Right.
And that carries over to the area where the Wee Energy, the Presque Isle Power Plant, is right now. What's going to be put there? I think there's a fair amount of concern there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think there are a lot of people in the area that believe that their voice isn't being heard. And one more thing I want to mention about that, Walt. As you well know, it's not only the city of Marquette. The city of Marquette affects people all around. So I think in a lot of ways, too, people from Marquette Township, people from Negaunee, Gwynn even, they want to have a voice in some cases. And I think in some cases they deserve to have that voice.
We're talking with Mike Plourde. He's a candidate for Marquette City Commission. Mike, if people want to find out a little bit more about some of your more in-depth stances on a lot of the issues that are facing the city right now, how can they do that?
Well, I'm on Facebook, and people have found me, and you can message me on Facebook. But you can send me an email at bluestonemp@yahoo.com or give me a call at 458-4222.
That's the comments of Mike Plourde, candidate for the Marquette City Commission. With a look at what's happening in our community, I'm Walt Lindelaw.